tennis has a series of characteristics that make the mental part extremely important, perhaps even more than for other sports. Those are that players need to deal with making a large number of mistakes during the match. There is also a lot of dead time in between points and games that gives you an opportunity to overthink. And also by the end of each week of competition, there's only one player that has not lost. So what I do is I help tennis players to deal with setbacks, not to overthink, and to maintain self-belief.
That echoes some of the language that Johanna has been using this week, actually. She's talked a lot about staying in the moment. And I've also been struck by how on a few occasions she said how blessed she is to have this opportunity.
Yes, an important component of my approach is to teach players to manage their emotions in a way that will help them under pressure. And one of the keys is to be able to stay in the present rather than dwelling on mistakes or worrying about being anxious and what could happen. When you are present in the moment, you can focus all your energy in getting the job done. I also help players harness their positive emotions, such as gratitude, which helps to build their resilience. If a player feels positive about a competitive situation, she will treat it as an opportunity rather than as a threat.
And I'm sure you would say, as somebody who has dedicated your life in recent years to working with people in this way, that mental training makes a huge difference. Just how dramatic a difference do you think it can make to a tennis player? If you look at Johanna's ranking, it was 150 at the start of the year, and if she beats Petra Kvitova, she's in the top 50 in the world. So it would suggest it can make quite a dramatic impact on a player's fortunes.
Yeah, at the world-class level, the difference between the good players and the great players is mostly the mental part. At this level, everybody is in good physical conditioning, and they all have the ability to hit the technical shots. Before I take a client, I always ask them, how important is the mental part in your success? And almost all of them say that it's over 70%. Then I ask them the following question. How many hours a week of the 20 hours or more that you train each week is mental training? At this stage, there is silence, and usually followed by an aha moment for the players and for the coaches. I think mental training is the difference that makes the difference.
And you have to continue, therefore, with that mental training. If you help a player significantly and you can see that it's made a big difference to their career, do you still need to make sure, if not on a weekly basis, but regularly, you are returning for more training?
The best way to think about it is to compare it to physical training. If you want to maintain your fitness levels, you need to continue to train. If you stop training, soon your fitness levels suffer. Mental fitness is very similar. You need to continue to train or you will start losing your resilience. We develop a number of training routines that are practiced daily, so they become embedded and automatic in the player, so she can perform at her best when it matters the most.
And are we all equally receptive to this type of training, Juan? Or would you say that there are some players who struggle to reach their potential more than others when you are working with them?
First, you need to be humble. Be courageous to try different ways of thinking and behaving. And finally, you need to be disciplined to consistently train mentally.
And I'm fascinated that you also work a lot with city executives, hedge fund managers and the like. Are there obvious similarities to draw between professional sportsmen and women and those people? Do they face very similar types of pressures?
Yes, they do. And the business environment is very pressurized. Executives are judged by the numbers they produce and by the quality of their last performance. The competition is very, very intense. So I use a similar approach to build their resilience and mental strength. Executives need to be resilient and mentally strong to be able to be at their best and have the confidence in their ability in this demanding environment. For executives, I can also help to manage their energy by looking at nutrition, sleep and recovery, which also can have a big impact in their performance.
And Johanna was telling us that you've been in touch occasionally during this US Open, maybe the odd message here and there. That's an important part of the service as well, is it, during a competition such as this when she's having such a fabulous run?
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, we see each other when she's in the UK, and occasionally when she performs in the UK, I also go to tennis tournaments. But while she is away on the road, we either communicate regularly either by Skype or most recently we have short discussions and coaching sessions using WhatsApp, which seems to work very well.